There's still a lot to learn and understand about early settlements in Texas. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Francis Golan, associate professor of history at Texas A&M University San Antonio, shed some light on the complexities of Spanish settlements in the state.
When we read stories about the early Spanish settlements in Texas, we are often aware of the separation of Spanish cultures from others who live nearby. My own research of the records from the earliest missions and settlements of the 18th century reveals a more complex picture of interactions among people. By examining Spanish government documents from the period, we see a tremendous interest in trade among communities. In many cases, trade involved not only ranching, but also smuggling of tobacco and other goods as a way of getting around the strict Spanish laws limiting or even prohibiting trade. But the people themselves wanted what was called comercio libre, or free trade. As a result, they had come to an accommodation with each other based upon largely trade. There are also census records from the period that reveal that a majority of the settlers in the Texas area of New Spain were really not Spanish from Spain, but often people of color who reflected various designations as outlined in the Spanish racial caste system of the day. Despite the Spanish colonial regulations prohibiting trade, limiting interactions, and discouraging contact, the historic record shows that these people indeed traded goods, cooperated with each other, prayed together, and made contact in many other ways, personally and professionally. In that northeast corner of New Spain, the settlers were supposed to keep the French from crossing to Texas and engaging in trade. Yet we now know that they were also inviting the French over to come join in church services inside the chapel. The record reveals many instances of this, as well as the daughter of the Spanish lieutenant who eloped with the son of a prominent French businessman. So, when we think of early Texas, we now know that there's more to the story.
That was Francis Golan of Texas A&M University San Antonio. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.